You are listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Alpers.
And before we get started today, just a reminder that if you do not subscribe to our podcast on wherever you're listening to, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, please subscribe, and share our podcast with your friends here in Stockton and beyond. And also tag all your images with Visit Stockton so we can see your great things out there you're doing in the community. And of course, we're not doing events anymore in our podcast, so make sure you find all the events happening in Stockton at visitstockton.org/events. And Amy, I'm excited about today's guest. Are you?
I'm excited about today's guest too. So Wes, when did you meet Jonathan? I was trying to think about this, and I feel like I have a good meet Jonathan story. So
I only know.
Ask you because I want to share mine. So
I don't know how long it's been, because I mean, obviously we did Pride Festival as an organization back when they were at Oak Grove. And I want to say that feels like 7 or 8 years ago. It could be even longer. So, and obviously Jonathan performed there, and he's been obviously very integral in the Pride Center for a long time, but I can't remember the moment, but obviously you had a moment.
Well, I remember the moment because it was when you and I started our planning for Flavor Fest, and I was gabbing about how at the festival I was involved with in Idaho, how we did a drag like comedy brunch thing at our beer tent. And I was like, could we do that here? Is there a community here to support that? And then you, Wes, gave me Jonathan's contact information. And I went over to the Pride Center for the first time and sat down and was like, you guys, I have an idea. Can we do this? And Jonathan was like, hell yeah, we can. And here we are. We've had two very successful drag brunches at Stockton Flavor Fest in its first 2 years. And it was very cool. All thanks to our buddy, Jonathan. So
yeah.
We're excited. So as we alluded, joining us today is Jonathan Lopez. He is the program manager for the San Joaquin Pride Center. And Jonathan not only works at the Pride Center, but he is also a drag queen in the community and super active in everything Stockton. So before we get into the main part of the interview, Jonathan, can you tell us a little bit about your Stockton story, how you got here, et cetera, et cetera?
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Well, I got here via my mom.
An immaculate conception.
Yes.
No, I've been a Stockton native for since I was a child. Awesome. Bounced around a lot throughout the Central Valley, but I always ended up coming back to Stockton. I went to Lincoln High School, go Trojans. Pretty much just like grew up here, went away, got married, got divorced. And then of course you go back home. So
everybody goes back home.
Everybody goes back home after divorce. Mm-hmm. So came back and yeah, I've been living here ever since and just worked my way up and got into the nonprofit world. And then I met you, Gaggle.
There we go. Wes, I found out like after he had already moved, but Jonathan and I were like literally neighbors when, I first moved here, but we didn't know each other, which would have been cool. And now he doesn't live by me anymore.
I was thinking the time we spent the most time together was when we all did All America City. And I don't even know what year that was. Was that 18?
That was 18.
Yeah. So we all went
to
Denver.
What is All America City?
You know, we're designated All America City award winner 4 times in Stockton, I think. And the last time the Pride Center was a part of the application that was submitted, and then we all went to Denver together, and Jonathan performed there, and then we took home the prize. Well, I mean, one of the All America City designees. So that was a fun one. That was Mayor Tubbs and the whole gang. It was a pretty vibrant group there. So
that sounds fun.
Yeah, it was good.
No partying at all, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I don't really. There was some serious.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's so much rehearsal and performance and programming that goes into putting on an All America City presentation that it is not for the weak of
heart. Well, I'm unfamiliar with that, so I'll have to look it up. Is there any video proof of any of this anywhere?
There is. Yeah. Oh. It's on YouTube, the whole thing. Right. I actually wrote the script for it.
Yeah, okay, same. I'll hunt it down.
Remember having to stay in Denver another day, and I can't remember why, if it was weather or something.
The weather was terrible. I actually left early because I had a show that night. like literally I left like at the butt crack of dawn because I had a show at 10 p.m. Oof. My flight touched down at like 7 and I barely made it into the drag show, but I got there.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's talk about the San Joaquin Pride Center. Tell us a little bit about the history, when it was established, what the mission is. Just give us the Pride Center 101.
The spiel. So San Joaquin Pride Center was created in 2011, and it was built around a lot of community members that felt like the city needed an LGBT space just for like hanging out or just a safe space to hang and do programming or activities. And that's really kind of like the vision that it started with, was just like a space to be in. And then from there, we got into census work, and then we got into Covered California work. And then it eventually took kind of like a spin from there to also work with mental health resources. And then we expanded into the room next door. It was downtown Stockton in the Newberry building, and then moved upstairs, took over a whole floor. And that's where really where we kind of found our way, starting in like 2015, 2016. And then as of 2017, we were actually awarded a grant from the California Reducing Disparities Project. And it was like kind of a life changer. It created what is now our focus. So our mission is to serve the diverse LGBTQIAAP plus community in the San Joaquin County and surrounding areas. And we provide services that enrich the body, the mind, and the spirit. And other than that, we just educate people in acceptance. We do it through nurturing, information, understanding, and a lot of patience. And we just try to show people that, you know, we're a thriving community out here. There's probably actively over, I want to say, 5,000 people that actively seek services regularly that identify within the LGBT plus spectrum. And there's maybe a good, like, I want to say 20,000 people that identify within the entire county.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That was a great answer also, by the way. I was like, damn, no notes or anything. Like, it's just going. Yeah.
I'm the training specialist. So literally my job is to go around and say that spiel every single time. So I got that down pat.
You're the right person for the job then. That was amazing. Okay. So your official title right now is program manager, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what does that entail with the Pride Center? What do you do day to day, Jonathan?
I manage the programs.
Yes. All right, great. Next question.
No, Oak. So we have different departments. We have a youth department. We have outreach in the community. We have mental health. And then we have just kind of like little activities and stuff like that. So my job is to kind of oversee and make sure that the different departments are supported and make sure that activities are put into process, are put on spreadsheets, budgeted, stuff like that. So my job is to either say yes or no if something flies by my desk. And really, because we're a nonprofit that works with community groups, it's up to me to always consistently see like, what is the community needing from us? What are they wanting from us? Are they wanting more activities, or are they wanting more mental health services? There's so many spaces that are becoming very aware of their impact on LGBT plus communities. So they have more internal stuff happening, which is great. My dream is that like someday in like 20 years that LGBT centers become obsolete, because every space right. should have some kind of service or some kind of like something that attaches to them. So really that's all I do, is just say yes and no to a lot of things and then just toss out ideas or make my staff just kind of like consider things from different angles, and then just help them budget it and help them put it together.
That's awesome. So let's talk about this programming and all the activities. You guys have your hands in a lot of pots, and mental health has become such an important thing in your community. So let's talk about all the services that the Pride Center offers and what's available here in the Stockton community.
For sure. So definitely one of our standout ones is our youth services. It's us putting together activities on a monthly basis for students, whether it's in their actual districts and schools or it's at our space. Once a month, we hold a night called Spectrum. That's Spectrum with a Q. And basically it's a hangout night. A long time ago when I used to go to high school. A long time ago when I used to go to high school. Listen to me.
When many I went to high years school, ago.
Many the dark eons ages, ago. Yeah. Yes. So when I went to high school, I always wanted a space to like go hang out with my LGBT friends. It was small circles. A lot of people, you know, weren't out back then, but it wasn't cool. I just wish there was like a cool space for me to hang out and to be around other people. Like, it was so difficult to meet other people. Phones were had no screens before. It was just buttons. So getting to like interact with other kids was really difficult. So we hold a night called Spectrum where kids can get dropped off for 3 hours. Their parents can go see a movie. They can go to dinner. They can just like need a babysitter for the night. And we do activities with them. And it's all surrounded around just like team building or letting kids do artistic stuff. And
what's the age range for it?
The age range is 12 to 20 now.
Cool.
Yeah. So, we got a lot of kids that are like, I'm not 21. I can't do the terrible things yet. So we're like, okay, sure. Yeah. But it's a lot. We try our best to either do themed out activities or we do just like hangout nights and we just like put on the cool lights, put on some lo-fi music and then just like let them mingle and talk. We put some activities out. So youth services, definitely, like, we make a big impact by going to schools, doing education trainings, and then also going to GSAs, which are Gay Straight Alliances or Gender as in Sexuality Alliances, and talking to the kids, kind of giving them stuff to do for the year. We have a clinician program, so people can come to our space and get free clinic services, whether that's resources for transitioning, if they're transgender or if that's mental health counseling. We have interns that come and do one-on-one counseling, parent counseling, family counseling. So, and then we also have like our outreach activities. So once a month we hold a mixer at our space. And then we try to do other stuff to build with community, whether that's like working with other nonprofits or CBOs, working with the city to put on fun events and just really putting ourselves out there. Sometimes we'll do like a random drag show, we'll do a movie night, stuff like that. We really just try to do our best to be a safe space. First and foremost, we're definitely a safe space, like a designated one in the city where if something's going on, you can come to us. And then we just offer resources that are legal, medical, any kind of like information that you might need either about being LGBT plus or if you're a family member of LGBT plus members or if you're just looking for more guidance or resources out in the city. That's what we are there for.
I love it. I didn't realize the spectrum of programs that you guys offered. So that's really cool, especially just allowing space for the youth to be able to go somewhere and feel good about themselves. Like that is, I didn't, you know, as a straight person, I could go to a bar and there you're whatever, you know what I mean? Like, so it's just cool that you're offering another location for these kids to go somewhere and have, I don't know, just make themselves feel good and feel seen and accepted. And then they get to meet other people in their community because where else are they going to do that? So that's pretty cool. A day club for kids.
That's the thing. It actually branched off from my own experience too. I have to remember to mention Transform. But it branched off from my teen experience because I didn't have a space to go to as a teen. And so what I ended up doing is they had an 18 and up night in Sacramento back in the day. And the problem with that is that I would go to those, like, and it was on a Wednesday night. So not only did I miss econ class in the morning.
On Thursday morning
and slept and totally got called out for sleeping in class. But it was in spaces like those where, unfortunately, I was introduced to, like, older gentlemen. And yeah. I took up smoking at a really early age. And people would, like, slip you drinks or you would pregame in the car. And the problem with that is that those are still to this day, like coping mechanisms that are instilled by products, places and stuff like that with vaping now. And it's all unhealthy coping mechanisms that it's like, oh, do you not feel accepted? Do you not feel loved? Do you not feel seen or validated? Or are you having a terrible time at school? Well, come and do these terrible things. And then they influence your life. And unfortunately, we're trying to get kids away from that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, that's true. Yeah. That's a really weird 18 to almost 21 age where it's like you're too old to be with the little ones, but you're too young to be with the old one. Yeah, and you're just trying to figure out. So you're trying to be 21, but You're not.
It's a great time to pick up bad
habits. It's a great time to pick up bad habits. Yeah, for sure. So is Transform what that event was called in Sacramento?
No.
Oh, okay. Transform?
Transform is another group that we have. So it's on second Thursdays, and it is for our transgender community and all the groups that go under it. So transgender is now an umbrella term. So it's really anybody that identifies under the umbrella. And that is a night for anybody who is either transitioning or who identifies, and they can go and meet other people and then also talk about resources, doctors, people that they've seen, et cetera. And it's a night for them to feel comfortable in their skin. They can dress in their, you know, the gender that they assume and that they want. So it's really, it's also a good night for us. And we have a big trans community out here. So that's a night that we also have.
Sweet. Awesome. So second Thursday. So the Thursdays you're not listening to a new This Is Stockton podcast come out, which is the first and third Thursdays. You can be at Transform at the Pride Center. So there you go.
Flag.
So we learned all about all the regular programs that the Pride Center hosts. So, but we also know that you host special events as well. Can you tell us a bit about those and about the big one coming up?
Yeah, no. We on the regular we'll host like movie nights. We'll host mixers, and we also have an art night that we do every first Tuesday of the month where we showcase a new artist that identifies as LGBT.
Cool.
And then we kind of let them do whatever they want. Like, I know that one person did like a paint by numbers night. I know another person did like a zine collective spoken word fashion night. Like, it was like everything. But we recently, in the month of June, since we can't really host anything big for Pride in the month of June, even though June's Pride Month, because we have so many bigger surrounding cities doing stuff. San Francisco does theirs, Sacramento mm-hmm. does theirs, Oakland is now moving theirs to this. So it's a lot of competition. So what we ended up doing in June is we actually have started this conversation about regularly making something at the beginning of the month for kids. So Pixie Woods, we were able to host a drag show surrounded around Disney characters. Thinking about hosting one again before the fall season and surrounding it around Tim Burton universe.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
Yeah, very much.
And then we had a change up. Our annual fundraiser event used to be a red carpet gala where people would watch the Oscars, but nobody watches the Oscars anymore.
They don't. Does that mean?
Well, I know, but everybody just like watches the winners on YouTube the next day.
Yeah, the youth. Yes. Our graphic designer is, how old is Wesley? 24 or 25?
Something like that. Yeah.
And everyone gives him a hard time because he's like, we're like, have you watched this show? Have you seen this movie? He's like, no, but I heard about it on TikTok. And it pisses off the rest of the team so bad because he just consumes little bits of it. I've seen it on TikTok. Anyways, I digress.
That's how you get it nowadays. Mm-hmm. So we were like, okay, nobody watches the Oscars anymore. So what we did is we actually had a night called Extravaganza, which was just like a Cirque du Soleil of crazy stuff. And it was very much for like our adult community, for them to come out and feel, you know, just a little wacky, a little wild, take a walk on the wild side, if you will. And it was a great fundraiser event. People are really excited actually for next year's. And then they love seeing us at Flavor Fest, of course. People are asking, like literally we got bombarded afterward with messages like, why do you guys cut it off at like 60 people?
That's and, a fair question.
I'm like, okay, I guess we'll take over the main stage.
Yeah, we have 60 years. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll.
It's a simple answer.
Well,
But no, we have been talking about expanding it and changing it up a little bit, which we'll have conversation about soon. So, awesome. Yeah. No, we like
but that. Our big one, you know, every year is Stockton Pride. And especially now that we have surrounding cities doing their prides, we can definitely focus in on not necessarily needing to combine the whole San Joaquin County, but really Stockton focused. So this year we're scaling it back to a street fair. We're calling the movement like back to our roots because, you know, a lot of prides start out as street fairs. So they start out as, I mean, Stonewall started as a street thing. So this is our 10th year anniversary, and that's only because during the pandemic, we didn't do any, and then one we did online. So this is technically our 10th one, and, you know, Stockton Pride's always been something that our communities look forward to because it's their way to kind of like show up, show out. And, you know, it's a celebration of queerness, of community, and definitely of like all the things that we do have going on here in the city. There's a lot of LGBT businesses owned or operated. And then there's just a lot of like people in the community that are now identifying under different spectrums. So they don't need to necessarily just be gay or lesbian or transgender. Now there's so many other ways to be.
I love it. And then what's the date?
So it's going to be on Sunday, October 1st. And it's going to be on Yosemite Street Village. And it is going to be Stockton Pride Celebration 10 years. And it's going to be, I don't want to give too much away, but we have kind of like a surprise with the theme. Ooh, it's the first year that we're doing it at the beginning of October. And
wink, wink.
Wink, wink. but yeah.
Anthony in our office will freak out. He's a big October guy.
You know what? It's weird that we have Pride Month in June. I mean, I know I get it historically, like why it's attached to that. But if the gays had their way, Pride would be in October. Not only is it cooler, but
costumes.
But costumes, makeup. Like
also not hot. Yes, sweating in your costume. No, no thanks.
Yeah, June is every drag queen's nightmare.
Yeah, right. Just melting.
Well, yeah, and congratulations on 10 years. We were at the 2013, I was looking at it on my phone. We were at the 2013 Pride Fest when it was out at Oak Grove Regional Park, and we loved it, and we've been an ongoing sponsor and supporter of the Pride Festival, and we think it's a great event. And what I love about it is, obviously, and I think people probably, you know, the same thing what they think about the Pride Center and the Pride Festival, like, there are probably more, I don't know, maybe more, but you know, it's not just for people who are in the gay community.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it is. Yeah. I mean, you know, and I think the Pride Center probably has a lot of people who are just supporters and friends of people in the gay community. But I think it's, I don't know, it's a fun event. You got to get a drag show. You know, you got beer. You got great vendors out there. We had a great time at the park back in the day.
Back in the day.
Good times.
Yeah. So let's talk about the impact the Pride Center has had on the Stockton community. Can you point to a couple of things you're really proud of that the Pride Center has accomplished in the last 10 years?
I mean,
or more than that.
Yeah. I would definitely say those first couple of years were figuring out what we wanted to do, how we wanted to make our mark. I'm actually coming up on my 9th year in September. And I can say that not only have we diversified just like what a staff could look like, we are a blend of a lot of different people and nationalities and backgrounds, but we've been able to sit at a couple tables that we wouldn't have been able to sit at like maybe 10 years ago. We have our hands in a little bit of everything, but this is the first time where we've ever been contracted, like officially contracted with 3 different school districts in the area. And we are able to get access to all their high schools and middle schools and be able to offer services, like just be able to walk on campus and have a presence means so much to a lot of kids to know that it's like, I mean, that we need to find a different phrasing for it, but it's like, it's gay day. It's like the LGBT people are on campus. And we're able to just do that freely now. We don't have to kind of like go undercover like, hey, do you need help?
Yeah.
So this is the first time we've ever had that. We also have with the CRDP project, we were able to not only get into phase 1 of it, but phase 2 just started this past May, which means that we have services literally like available to distribute until at least 2026. So we've been at this since 2017 with them. So we're able to do it till 2026, which is great, which means that we'll always be around. And it's a huge contract. I mean, the first one was 1.8 million. The second one was 1.9 million. So, I mean, it's a lot of money to put back into the community because that's what we do is we offer low to no service costs now. And that's the first time that we've been able to do stuff like this. And we have an active art scene. We have an active performance scene. I mean, we are constantly being asked to put on like drag performances or to curate drag stuff in different places. I mean, everywhere you go now, Trail Coffee has a once a month drag bingo night. Mm-hmm. The Fed in September is actually going to start hosting a drag brunch.
Oh, fun.
Oh, you didn't know that? Sorry.
No, exciting though.
Spoiler, get your tickets September 9th.
September 9th. Hey, this comes out the 7th. So check, people. Oh, maybe perfect. There's still tickets. Yeah,
September 9th. And there's just so many places that want to do it. And then, I mean, our community itself has seen so many people be able to access resources without our help, which is great because that's really what we want. I mean, that means the city of Stockton is doing something right because they are taking note that many of our community members are needing, you know, even just by changing their forms. We're one of the first cities that actually has had a full health place. So CMC, they make it so that they have trans care folders, they have packets, they have all their intake forms are all trans care related. And that's amazing because that's never been seen before.
That's very
cool. It's nice to hear that. It's not just your organization who's progressing along with some of these decisions and things that should be in place, that other organizations at the city level and whatnot are doing it too. So it's very hopeful for the future. Look at you. And I love that you've been there long enough that you've actually gotten to see like the transitions happening from like where it was when you started to where it is now. Like, congratulations, first of all. And the community's lucky to have you, that not just the LGBT plus community, but the whole Stockton community. So anyways, that was just my soapbox for Jonathan. Real quick, let me get back on track. Yeah.
Cry.
Yeah. Okay. As Jonathan's alluded to, we know you have been a professional drag queen for the past 9 years. Can you tell us a little bit how you got into that and about your experience?
God, my little tagline is I do drag because I didn't get enough roles in theater in high school, which is true. It's funny. It's true. But I feel
Hear Lincoln High School. Did you hear that? Look what you created. Yeah.
They have diversified though. Like I love going onto campuses and talking with kids and I'm like, are you guys in theater? And everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody. Like,
everybody. I'm like, thanks, Glee.
Love it. Yeah, exactly.
But yes, I am a professional drag queen on the side. And I've been doing that for coming up. It'll actually be 10 years in October.
Oh, amazing.
I know. I'm
good anniversary in time for Pride Fest.
In time for Pride, yes. But honestly, it's kind of rounding its way where I think I'm going to move more into like producing instead of starring. And it's been a fun journey. It's afforded me a lot of things in life. Like it's changed. I'll never say that it didn't change my life. I've been able to do things with. So my drag name is Helen Hills. go like, subscribe, and follow.
Yeah, there you go.
and she has taken me on quite the adventure. And I've gotten to go places and do things that I've never probably, even as the wonderful and amazing Jonathan, probably would have never been able to do without her, including pay off my taxes.
There you go.
That was a big thing.
Damn taxes. Yeah. I love the idea of you being this like drag mom, stage mom, momager, whatever, like in your next phase of Helen Heels, like being this producer extraordinaire. So I like it. I feel like that's a reality show waiting to happen.
Hey, I'm down. But like I've always felt creative enough to do something. So I'm always coming up with wacky ideas. I mean, I currently host and produce 9 shows.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's why I'm single. But but I actually just got asked recently, fun news, there's the Delta King boat in Old Sac. And I just recently got asked to produce a show in their theater in the boat. And I didn't even know there was a theater there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's down below and it used to be
drag
a morgue.
On the water. Cool.
Yeah.
And that boat was built here in Stockton.
No, really?
Yes. Delta King and Delta Queen were both built here in Stockton.
Oh, there you go. Add that to the show. You are her mother.
The history.
Mother, whatever. Yes.
I don't like, so in drag culture, there's definitely like mothers. I do not like to be referred to as a mother.
Oh, excuse me. I apologize.
No, but I can't get away from it. Like I try to run as far as possible, but in drag culture, when you're called like a mother, that means you are. Know.
It's the
like
end is near.
Yes, it's right.
But you don't age out of drag queenie.
You can nowadays. You totally can. Like people are like, they try to use nicer words like, oh, she's seasoned, or she's a mature, she's a veteran. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, say old, just say
old. Yeah.
Oh, you got to start wearing flats. Yeah. Oh my God.
So they're like mother heels. And I'm like, no. Yeah.
No. All right. We love to see it.
So let's talk a little bit about the Pride Center as we close out here. Where are you located and how can people get more information and follow the Pride Center on social? All right,
here we go. So we are located at 937 North Yosemite Street in the beautiful Yosemite Street Village, where there's a lot happening all the time. You can contact us on our social media pages at SJ Pride Center. And that's on all of our socials. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can also shoot us a call. We check our messages regularly, 209-565-5023. And if you want, we are open Tuesday through Friday from 12 to 5 for public hours. And then we regularly have events, and you can always check our social media. And we put out a monthly newsletter that you can subscribe to, and it'll tell you everything that we have coming up.
Sweet.
So I guess other than your events, I mean, people can just support the Pride Center just by donating.
Oh, yeah. Cash, okay. Right? So I tell people all the time, like, yeah, we are a nonprofit that thrives off of volunteer, you know, work. And we don't do it because we're looking for like free labor. We do it because we're looking to educate people. We're looking to get them involved. You can do so much by just volunteering a day at the Pride Center. You can change somebody else's life. And that's the bigger impact that I want, is that your work is not just for like little uses, or to say that you did like, oh, I did a volunteer day. You're really impacting and changing somebody else's life by doing something with us. And you're more than welcome to come and hang out, intern. We have so many opportunities at the Pride Center for people to get involved. And if they wanted to donate, I promise you their donations 100% go back into our programs that make them low to no cost, that again, directly change people's. It's the queer closet. It's getting legal or medical resources to go and transition, or to get clinical help or mental health help. And so it really does make a big difference. $10, $5, it's all the same to us, but it really does make a big difference.
That's awesome. Could you set up a like team volunteer day for us as an office, like 9 people?
I've done that. Honestly, I've done that with other organizations. So if you really want that to happen, I can give you guys a full day.
We try to do it a couple times a year to go out as a team to go do something, but I didn't have Pride Center on my radar to do something like that. So that'd be cool. We'd be very interested.
Hell yeah.
All right. Sweet.
You'd have to dress up, of course.
What was that? We have to dress up. We'll do it.
We have Pride t-shirts. Are you kidding me? So, yeah. I mean,
all right. Last question. So Jonathan, if you had someone visiting you from out of town and you were taking them out for a day in Stockton, where would be like the favorite place that you must take them? And it cannot be the Pride Center.
Ooh.
It could be food. It could be activity, et cetera, et cetera.
Favorite place to take them. I would say, oh God. I mean, I definitely love the Hagen Museum.
Love it.
I think that, I see, here's the thing. I'm a big fan of Stockton. For as much as people like really continue to like hate on Stockton, I can sit and give you a day's worth of stuff to do in Stockton, whether that's going to the waterfront, going to the Hagen Museum, going and seeing like the little art, the murals that we have all over the city. Lincoln Center is always a poppin' place. I love taking people to go axe throwing now.
Oh, love it. God, yeah. I'm so bad at it. I just learned how to do it successfully. But
if you're mad enough, you'll be an expert at it.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, but so probably you can make probably a museum.
Itinerary. I love it. Good old Hagen. All right. Excellent. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. We appreciate what you do for the city. We appreciate what you're doing for the kids, for the olds, for the mothers, whatever, for the young and up and coming drag queens, the little hot ones that we all secretly hate because we're like, damn, I wish I looked like that. But
God.
But
well, and especially like some of the wackiness that's been going on, even in our own community, you just thank God, and we like you take 5 steps forward and wait. we got to take a couple back. It's been ridiculous this year. So I'm just glad we have a Pride Center that can get out there and rally 100%. People and advocate and remind people that the work of the Pride Center and the work of the community is not done yet. There's a lot more to go, and it takes everybody to make
those setbacks don't erase anything. They just, if anything, hopefully make people bind together stronger or something to, you know, move things forward. So thank you, Jonathan. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks. All right. And now we are going to head to our friend Anthony for a Stockton pop culture moment.
Thanks, Amy. 5 decades after the Stonewall Uprising, Pride has evolved into a vibrant celebration of LGBTQ plus art, music, film, parades, friendly gatherings, and the overall theme of love is love and a right to exist. While the month of June marks the annual tradition, Pride exists every day, not just for 1 month. And Stockton is no exception, thanks to its vibrant LGBTQ plus community and strong support system behind it. Thanks to some helpful assistance from Stockton resident Michael Wayne, here are just a few of these safe space LGBTQ friendly spots and businesses in our city that are perfect for Pride and all year long. Dry Cleaners is an LGBTQ plus black owned shop residing in downtown Stockton, specializing in providing sustainable clothing, vintage wardrobe, jewelry, and accessories from various vendors in our city. Along with that, Dry Cleaners holds special events featuring art, live music, drag, and more. Their focus, aside from unique fashion, has been in providing a positive, safe space in our community that promotes diversity and inclusivity. Residing a block away from Oak Park on Alpine Avenue, In Season Market and Nursery was founded by native Stocktonians who dreamt of offering a wide range of local organic and naturally grown fresh produce and artisan foods. Their dream came true, along with the best nursery plants for you to choose from. One step inside and you're surrounded by produce and foods that are currently in season. Trail Coffee in downtown is known for serving up superb hot coffee and tasty treats within an inclusive setting with chill vibes. But did you know they do more than that? They also feature their Trail After Dark, where this coffee shop turns into a thrilling venue for musical performances and live entertainment. From 90s trivia night to Taco Tuesday drag bingo, all are welcome to partake in the diverse, fun, and inclusive setting. Also, Yosemite Street Music. This spot offers a safe space for those curious about learning an instrument and for those continuing to excel in their artistic craft. Music has the power to bring people together, and Yosemite Street Music provides the perfect venue to pursue that togetherness. The Catalyst Wellness Program over at Catalyst Arts and Wellness Studio consists of yoga, meditation, and Zumba classes, as well as support groups for different needs within the Stockton community. These spots mentioned, the people who run and support them, and a Stockton community dedicated to inclusivity and equality is what fuels the pride in our city. May it continue on no matter what month it is.
Thanks, Anthony. And we want to thank our guest today, Jonathan Lopez from the San Joaquin Pride Center. What a great discussion. Hopefully you all learned something today and you go out and support the Pride Center as they do amazing things in our community.
That's right. And for supporting Images and Insights, be sure to follow at This is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Esteves with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.